Adrian,
Hi.
hey, how was the beach last week? Just went to the beach. So let's get on with this mailbag. It's actually called Dear Drew now, because my name's Drew.
Can you believe it? This is the 100th episode of Dear Drew. I thank you all for watching, and rather than do something wacky for an intro, we'll just look back at some of the other wacky times from Dear Drew.
And I'll tell you my trouble.
What are you wearing?
Why would I be wearing anything?
First question comes from a good pal, Doug Emerson. Dear Drew, how is J.J. Watt doing, and has he been able to be at any home games? Doug, J.J. Watt is on the mend. He's getting better, getting healthier. We heard defensive line coach Anthony Weaver say basically he's walking. That's the extent of what he can do. But has not been able to go to any home games because, you know, if a play comes over to the sideline, he might not be able to move like he could. So no home games yet, but I'm sure that's coming. Nick Andrews, dear Drew, is it just me or does it feel like Osweiler gets the whole offense out of rhythm by changing too many plays at the line of scrimmage? Nick, I understand what you're asking, but we don't know exactly what all he's changing. He might be changing some line calls, and Bill O'Brien talked about it earlier this week, said some of those line changes, those line calls that he's mixed up, have actually led to big Lamar Miller runs. So my answer, short answer is no, I don't think he's messing up the offense, but I understand what you're saying. It looks different when he's doing that, but he's getting them into the right plays. And Nick, that was such a good question that you win scratch-offs. So email this email and say, hey, I'm Nick Andrews, I won scratch-offs. And win some money, man. Angus Johnson, dear Drew, do you think Andre Johnson will be the first Texan in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? I do, Angus, I do. Andre Johnson retired earlier this week. Based on what he did, three seasons of 1,500 yards or more receiving, one more of 1,400 yards or more, three others of 1,000 yards or more. Yeah, he was pretty awesome. Best offensive player in the team history. Yes, I do think he will be the first Texan in the Hall of Fame. Daniel Fuentes, dear Drew, based on an injury bug that has plagued the team this season, any chance Andre Johnson suits up for the Texans should we lose any additional receivers? No, I don't think so. I think his time in the NFL is done. He's called it quits. So no, Daniel, I don't see that happening. Oh, man. Everybody goes undefeated on bye week, don't they?